Okay, thank you very much. Yes, this project again is in conducted in Guam, the island of Guam. Those of you who are familiar with Guam is a U.S. territory in the Pacific, that near the Japan, about three hours flight to Japan and about 6 hours to Hawaii. So, okay, just to give you some idea where is Guam actually. As you can see, is not far away from Asia, so it's very central in that respect. You can go all around Asia in 3 or 4 hours flight. But it's quite far away from U.S., but it's very, very strategically located just near the Asia. And this is the shape of the island. As you can see, there's a lot of beautiful beaches there, so if you have a chance to come over there, you will enjoy being in Guam for some time. And the island is basically, in terms of the ecology, geology, soil, and everything else, divided into three sections. The northern part, which is all, I think I have that in, I've just explained here. Northern part is mostly the volcanic limestone soil. The southern part is all volcanic soil, and in the middle is pretty much the mixture of all those soils. Okay, there are a lot of challenges, therefore, regarding the agriculture in Guam. First of all, there is not very many farmers there, but those who are, they have very low crop yield because of this soil quality actually is not really productive. And also there's a lot of environmental concern because the soil being so low in terms of the nutrients, they have to apply fertilizers, and then they apply fertilizers, they can actually affect the environment. And the environment is very, very precious to them because the beaches and then shorelines, especially the shorelines are all made of the coral reef, so they don't want to contaminate those areas. So we came up with some project trying to eliminate some of the environmental impact of any kind of farming and activities. And one of the ways that we try to work with them is that to instead of applying fertilizers, we decided to apply compost so that we can improve the soil quality at the same time, not impact the environment negatively in any way. So in this project, we try to develop some composting system so that we can use for the soil improvement. And I just have some benefits of the compost. You probably you already know that it does do a lot of good to the soil, and also it eliminates some of the environmental impact as a result of the plain application of the fertilizer. So, and also in terms of soil erosion, it can reduce the runoff because it improves the soil quality in terms of the organic matter contents and water holding capacity and so on and so forth. So eliminates the, or it reduces the soil erosion in that aspect. And also using compost basically is another way of waste management. Not only is good for the soil quality improvement, but also is a waste management practice so that eliminates the use of the landfill. Okay, there are two types of composting that we are using actually in this project. There is one active composting, and in the active composting we use a lot of materials such as animal manure, wood chips, and shredded paper from offices and so on and so forth, and we make the compost. And for this purpose, we have a machine called the Aeromaster PT120 compost turner, which we bought it from, can't remember the name of company, probably comes up. And then we use, again, like I said, a lot of wood chips, because there's always a typhoon in Guam, and when there's a typhoon, there's a lot of trees fall, and then they go and chip those trees and then pile them here and there. So we decided to use them instead of just let them rotten. So we use those as a compost material. And also we monitor the compost quite closely. In fact, we have developed a pretty sophisticated lab to basically monitor compost and use it. And in this picture, as you can see, we are measuring the carbon dioxide in the compost, and these are some of the Japanese student tourists, that we have a lot of them all the time that they came to the farm or to the station to look at our project. And here is the machine that I was talking about, the Aeromaster PT 120. Again, this is a very small machine. You probably have seen a lot bigger than that. And this is the tractor pulling it, and we can develop windrows, as you can see on the left side of the screen. That these windrows can be as long as you want, you know, miles and miles, but they have a limitation in terms of the height and the width. But then you can, you know, have them long, so the machine can go through them for an internal. The material that we used, again, like I said, there was a lot of wood chips as a basic bulk material, but then at the same time we used a lot of animal manure, and in this case, hog manures, which are all around the stations and nearby. And then we, after the compost is mature, we do all kind of testing, especially the carbon-nitrogen ratio. We make sure that the carbon-nitrogen ratio is within the limit. And then we apply the compost, as you can see here, on the field. And these are relatively large field that we apply compost at different rates. And then we apply equivalent amount of the fertilizer based on the nitrogen that we get from the each rate of the compost. We apply same amount of fertilizer. So we compare the fertilizer versus nitrogen. And if you can see on these fields, there's a lot of lysimeters in the field. So as if you remember from the title of the project, this is basically a environmental monitoring of the application of compost versus fertilizer. So we have a lot of lysimeters at different depth, and which we put them in there. Two feet deep, and then 4 feet deep. We were planning to have 6 feet deep depth, but the soil is so, in this area, this is the northern Guam, very rocky, and it's very difficult to push the drill into the soil. So we had a very, very hard time to go to 6 feet. But we have 2 feet and 4 feet lysimeters on each plot. Okay, again, we also, like I said, we applied fertilizers and applied them, again, equivalent amount of the nitrogen that we get from each rate of compost, we applied fertilizer. Okay, now some of the, like I said, one of the things that we were trying to do in this project, not only look at the agronomic value of the compost, but also to see its environmental impact. So we concentrate on nitrate and phosphate movement through the soil profile and through the soil matrix. Okay, already talked about the project location. Okay, and we had again each three rates of compost application and also three rates of the equivalent fertilizer application, and replicated each one. So we ended up with about 28 plots that you just saw on those pictures. And then we collected sample. Again, we do two type of measurements here, one for agronomic value, one for environmental monitoring. In this case, in this picture, We have bought a latchet machine that we can bring the sample, water sample, from those latchimeters and then test them for nitrogen, phosphorus, and also some other nutrients. So we test the latchimeter leachate very, very closely and frequently. During the rainy season, we sample every week. During the dry season, we sample every other week. By the way, I should have maybe mentioned that we have basically two seasons. Some people say we have a wet season, and then we have less wet season. Or so basically, we have rainy season and non-rainy season, but there are not much difference in terms of the amount of rain. And then again, this is the way that the latchimeters are set, and we had Dr. Dinko and Dell from the USDA, who is actually in the audience, who came in and helped us to set up all these latchimeters in the field. Again, like I said, we had 2 feet and 4 feet deep. Now, these are some of the agronomic impact or result that we got from this project for now. As you can see, the control, which basically we did not apply anything, no fertilizer and no compost. And as you can see, the crop performance is very, very low. And corn is having a hard time growing. And then we applied 30 tons per acre of compost. And again, as you can see, at least the appearance of the corn. And then we had 60 tons per acre of compost. These are all on dry basis. And then we had 90 ton per acre of compost applied. Again, these are other, if this is fertilizer, equivalent of fertilizer, and up to 60 ton per acre of compost, and equivalent of that. Fertilizers are doing a little bit better, but in a 90 ton per acre, compost does a lot better than equivalent amount of the fertilizers. Okay, so this is some of the results from the first year result. And then put it in the numbers. Again, as you can see, when we applied the control, we were able to produce up to about 1.6 ton. I think that's ton per acre of corn. Where we applied 30 ton per acre, of compost, we had 7 ton per acre. 60 ton per acre, higher year, obviously. And then 90 ton per acre, we had about 13 ton per acre corn produced. And the equivalent to that, fertilizer, again, fertilizer at 30 ton per acre, equivalent, produced more, a little bit more, not much, statistically not different, 8 ton per acre. 60 ton per acre, again, produced close to fertilizer close to compost, but then on 90 ton per acre of compost, the fertilizer did not do as good, and compost did a lot better. So as you can see, in compost we had 13 ton per acre, and in fertilizer 12 ton per acre. So there is a little bit of difference in term of the application of the compost result. And here again is the graphic presentation of the same data. As you can see, compost, C stands for compost and F stands for fertilizer. Compost 90 ton per acre was performed not only in the field but also in term of the yield production was a lot better. And here is some other way to look at the results, showing the picture. Again, we have control. The corns are very small, as you can see here. And then as you apply different amounts of compost or fertilizer, we can get a different corn in terms of quality, in terms of size, and in terms of the eventually the yield, tonnage. So compost did a lot better than fertilizer, especially in a higher rate. Okay. So, and in terms of the environmental impact, we're still working on that, but I have some data that up to this point that I can show you from 2012, but we are still collecting data continuously. And but again, as you can see, the amount of nitrate that passed below the 4 feet or up to the 4 feet when is a lot higher when you apply 90 ton per acre equivalent of fertilizer versus compost. And in general, compost was able to hold on to nitrates and not let them down further below the root zone, whereas the fertilizer were moving so fast and passing the even 4 feet depth in those soil. So again, from environmental point of view, concluded that up to this point, but like I said, the project is continuing. The compost does a lot better in terms of holding to the nutrient, to the chemicals, and not allowing them to go below the root zone, but then fertilizer flushes out quite quickly. In terms of phosphorus, again, pretty much the same scenario. As you can see, again, on compost, 90 ton per acre, you see a lot of phosphorus shows in 2 feet, but in the low and the 4 feet, the amount reaching the 4 feet is a lot less. And on the fertilizer, again, comparable to the compost, the compost 90, 2 feet showed a lot more of the phosphorus than the fertilizer actually. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the compost showed a lot more of the phosphorus in the 2 feet, and if you compare it with the fertilizer. But in overall, again, phosphorus was lower in 4 feet in the compost project plots versus the fertilizer. And this is the phosphate and nitrate concentration overall for the all these years, and together basically the average amount of the nitrogen and phosphorus in comparing the fertilizer versus the compost. Okay, well, thank you again, and this is a I'd like to acknowledge some people. Of course, myself, because this presentation was made by a student who was supposed to present it, so he put my name in there. But then we have my chemist or lab technician, and also some of the students who work in there. And we should have actually had Dr. Dinko in there, but apparently his name was left out. Okay, and if you have any questions, I would be more than glad to answer. Yes, sir.
If I can. Look at any of the residual effects of the compost? So are you going to have any plots where you're not going to add compost over time and look at the effect of it over time?
That's right. Well, that's a good question, because that's what exactly we're doing now. We stopped applying compost after the last harvest, which was last May, and then now we are trying to at this point, actually at this moment right now, we are trying to plant again, plant corn. This time we are not applying fertilizer at all, so we want to see the residual effect of the compost that we applied for two rows in the row. So our collecting data or future data would hopefully show if there is any residual effect or not.
Any other questions? I have another one.
Yeah.
So the other piece on the composting, when you look at the initial compost, did you actually fractionate healthy ammonia or the nitrate species into ammonia and nitrate before applying?
You mean in the compost, the amount of nitrogen or ammonia?
Exactly,
yes. Well, we measured the total nitrogen. because the machine that we have, it only measures the total nitrogen. So, and then we compare both total nitrogen in the fertilizer and in the compost, yeah.
Oh, not that's what I had, too. If you look at your different nitrogen fractions, mm-hmm. doing total nitrogen, and you have some unlabeled versus labeled mm-hmm. nitrogen fractions, and that obviously plays into how the contaminant conditions or the migration of your...
Yeah, I think it also affects the growth rate of the plant. Exactly. Yeah, I guess we can look at that too, yeah. This is something that we haven't considered, we should have, actually. Especially for the residual effect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they'll be released, which will be good, but
it's the appropriate release. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely try to look at that too. Yeah, try to analyze these samples for nitrogen. In our lab, we don't have that capacity, but we have another lab in another division that we can do it in their lab. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
You said you apply for fertilizer, you have some data, but nitrogen, you have made for compost, or you apply nitrogen for acid, and you have made compost.
No, we use nitrogen as a base. Yeah. Yeah, only nitrogen, yeah.
So when you say two elements,
you
mean just nitrogen?
We only use the equivalent amount of nitrogen that we get in a compost, and we applied that in the form of the triple 16 fertilizers.
So you didn't look at the phosphorus?
No, we didn't look at the phosphorus, yes. Okay, well, thank you.